This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Here we are, guys. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get 13 articles every day giving you information the mainstream media means to omit. Oh, by the way, did you hear during the break, friends? The governor there in New York talking about 92,000 cases. Man, we're trying to figure out. People in New York are trying to figure out what hospital those people are in. Now, only if he could reaffirm his position and validate his position by actually bringing forth these alleged victims of the coronavirus situation we're now facing today. It's craziness. But again, if you want to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. I love interaction. I really honestly do. I can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. And you can go ahead and click us on there and join us on live chat as well. If you're driving again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, namely in a teleprompter's head, right? Or some accredited fool who doesn't know how to tell the truth. I mean, folks, they're so smart today, aren't they? They don't know how to tell the truth. And if they don't know how to tell the truth, what good are they? You get the point. Listen, wanted to say a couple things here. How serious is the coronavirus pandemic? You've probably seen this yesterday. The president, in the center of this press conference, starts bragging on himself about how he's number one on Facebook during the press conference. Says he has hundreds of millions of followers. Really? Well, that wasn't hard to figure out. So all you had to do is go to Facebook and click his name on, and he has 25 million followers. I mean, this guy, seriously, folks, does not know how to tell the truth. See, when you tell one lie, it's like a snowball. It gets bigger and bigger. And every time you tell one lie, then you have to go ahead and follow it up in the conversation, considering the last lie you told, so you don't expose yourself as being a liar. And it's interesting, these people lie because they know that if they tell the truth, the people would be up in arms, literally. Isn't this crazy? I'm going to get to that in a couple minutes here. How serious is the coronavirus pandemic? Well, the president brags on himself concerning his Facebook followers. That's how serious this pandemic is. He thought it was really cool that many people follow him. Friends, you can't make this up. You really can't. He wants you to pretend with him. He wants you to play games with your blood-bought freedoms. That's what's happening here. And his followers are right in pursuit, parroting everything he says. Anybody that tells the truth concerning, well, you've heard, I'm sure, online. You've seen some of these news feeds where these useful idiots for outlets that actually take Donald Trump's quotes and give them back to him, and Donald doesn't like it. He calls them vicious attacks for telling or questioning Donald for the things that he said. I mean, again, you can't make this up. This is how crazy things have become in this country. And his followers don't know the difference. I'll tell you what, I had a veteran, I was going back and forth with a veteran today, and he used some expletives on me, and I said, listen, if you were upholding the Constitution that you swore to uphold, you'd probably know the difference too. You go ahead and call me what you will. The fact of the matter is I'm right and you're wrong. Why? Because this is what it says in the Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Period. Okay? And this is what the American people have gotten away from. Because if they knew the Constitution, firstly, based on the Word of God, guess what? They'd be exposing him for what he's doing as well. And yet, these are the people that call themselves Christians. Oh, my goodness, friends. Nothing short of a bunch of pretenders. By the way, hypocrite falls in line with the definition of pretenders. They're pretenders, right? And nobody rebuked them pretenders more than Jesus Christ did. So we'll keep pushing forth the Christ narrative here on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen. I wanted to say thank you to Online Radio Box, who just picked this up. So we have 120 affiliates now. Online Radio Box just picked us up, and we just got picked up out of High Point, New Jersey. We thank you for your trust there, guys. 1690 AM, High Point 1690. I see people that are living their lives because they're not following for the CIA-controlled mainstream media's narrative. They're actually out there doing what they should be doing, working. And again, we thank you for your trust. We will do our best not to let you down. We will back up everything that we say here with fact. And we also leave every show giving you the option of cross-checking everything that we have to say here. Okay? Because facts are stubborn things. Facts don't care about feelings. Okay? And if we're a principled people, here I can give you a scenario. A guy today said, you know what? Bradley hits both sides of the fence. In other words, the Republicans and the Democrats. And I said back to him, I said, well, thank you for that compliment, but since when is there two sides to our government? There isn't. There's one. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. Okay? So, anyways, friends, with that said, again, thank you for those new affiliates. And, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Before we get to our main topic, I'm going to play some audio for you concerning Donald Trump. You can hear for yourself. I just noticed this, and it bothered me so bad. It's been on my heart for 3 days. And it's an older case. Are you guys familiar with the Skylar DeLeon case? I mean, folks, you want to talk about the injustice system in your country, which makes $64 billion? They take $64 billion of your tax dollars to prop up these criminals. But the state rewards the man's intent to murder. Okay? A system that is now aiding the criminals in which they are to condemn with the use of the law. Okay? In one of the most heinous crimes to date, Skylar DeLeon, along with his wife and other accomplices, commit the unthinkable crimes. I want you to listen to this, okay? I'm reflecting the injustice system in this country. If you want to know what's wrong with this country, in parallel, read Isaiah 59, the whole chapter. Why is judgment turned backwards? Oh, my goodness. Because the American people have forgotten God's moral law. That's why. The church has forgotten that it's their duty and obligation before God as he gave commandments to the church to keep his commandments. And when the church fails to do that, guess what? Criminals run rampant. And oh boy, do they love that. I'm going to come right back to this. I'm going to make a segment out of it, hopefully. And then I'm going to get over to the main topic here. How serious is the coronavirus pandemic? President brags that he's number one on Facebook during the press conference. Whoa. I mean, did you forget about what's going on here? Apparently so. But then again, we all know what's behind this, right? More government control. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
This is Rob Hugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you
you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to be talking about this topic in just a moment. How serious is the coronavirus pandemic? President brags during this press conference on how he is number one on Facebook. That's how serious this pandemic is. I mean, outside of the fact that we can't find anybody across the country in line to get tested for the coronavirus. I mean, just forget about all that. Friends, the narrative is to drive you to believe what they say, to take them at their word, and don't you dare question it. Because if you do, this is what we're going to do to you. We're going to be playing some audio for you in just hopefully a segment here, okay? With that, hold up with me, because this has been on my heart for 3 days, and I wanted to share it with the people real quick. The state rewards the man's intent to murder. It's a system that aids the criminals in America, which in fact they are to condemn with the use of the law. Okay, read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. The purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, to maintain order, and to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Okay, that's the purpose of government. Nothing more, nothing less. But in one of the most heinous crimes to date, Skylar DeLeon, it's an older case, along with his wife and other accomplices, commit the unthinkable crime. I want you to listen to this really quickly here, friends. Thomas and Jackie Hawks were a couple from Prescott, Arizona, United States, right, who were murdered in 2004. In April 2009, Skylar Julius DeLeon and his wife, Jennifer Henderson, were convicted of charges relating to their murders. DeLeon was sentenced to death while Henderson was sentenced to two terms of life in prison without parole. Friends, can I just ask you a serious question? What do you mean two life sentences? What are they, like a bunch of cats? What do they got, like 9 lives or something? I mean, this is how ridiculous the injustice system in this country has become, friends. And this is the system you get when you depart from God's moral law, just for the record. Now, two other people, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Alonzo McCain, were also separately convicted of the killings. Kennedy was sentenced to death while McCain accepted a plea bargain. You can plea bargain your crimes now, right, friends? After testifying for the prosecution in the trials of DeLeon, Henderson, and Kennedy, he was sentenced to 20 years and 4 months in prison. Okay. Now, Thomas Hawks, who was killed along with his wife, was a retired probation officer and a bodybuilder. He and his second wife, Jackie, former of Mentor on the Lake, Ohio, owned a 55-foot yacht. It was called the Well Deserved, which they treated as their permanent home and on which they sailed for 2 years around the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California. But back in 2004, they decided to sell their yacht and set up a home in Newport Harbor to be closer to their grandchildren. Okay, Jackie O'Neill had helped raise Tom's son since their early teens and considered the new baby her grandson. Okay, beautiful family. Their advertisement of the sale, they decided to sell their yacht. Okay, and on the advertisement of the sale of the yacht was answered in November by Skylar DeLeon. The couple initially cautious of DeLeon, but they became more receptive when he brought his then-pregnant wife, Jennifer, and their other child to a meetup. He's a creepy joker, friends. The Hawks, who were murdered, were last seen alive on the morning of November 15, 2004, heading out of the harbor. Okay? The yacht returned, but they did not. Their bodies have never been found. Police inquired into the couple's disappearance, and on November 26, 2004, an attempt was made to access the Hawks' bank account from Mexico. This is where DeLeon went. The family was notified and filed a missing persons report with the Carlsbad Police Department in California. Okay, now just follow through with me here, friends. On November 29th, you got to wait for it because this is craziness. The police interviewed Skylar DeLeon. He told them that he bought the boat from the Hawks and showed them proof of purchase and the documents. He stated to police that the Hawks left in their car with his money, denied being in their car, and named Alonzo McCain as witness to the purchase. Now, the reason that he bought the boat, he claimed, was that he intended to launder money related to an armed burglary in 2002 for which he had been convicted. Okay, so he's a repeat felon. Okay, now keep in mind, you have a system in America that teaches you three strikes and you're out. Go ahead and dare the justice of man-made government, which only makes us money. It's a bureaucracy created on indulgence rather than justice, just for the record. Okay. But in March of 2005, after he fled to Mexico, and in returning, McCain confessed to the crime. He was arrested in connection with the couple's disappearance, along with DeLeon and DeLeon's wife, Jennifer. Skylar DeLeon initially maintained his innocence, claiming that he was not present at the time, and speculating that the Hawks were killed over a drug deal gone bad. Okay? Now, I want you to understand how he killed him. He had him sign off the power of attorney on the yacht, okay, in the harbor, out in the water. Once they signed off on the power of attorney, him and his accomplices, along with his wife, took both of the Hawks, wrapped them up in chains, and hooked it up to the anchor and threw them to the bottom of the water, the ocean there. Okay, Canalita, that's where it was. I mean, again, friends, unthinkable crimes. They took the two bodies, but this is what you want to hear. I want you to make clear as to what is being reported here. Skylar DeLeon is convicted of killing three innocent people. He's then sentenced to death, according to Scripture, Deuteronomy 19:21. Oh, by the way, Skylar was also soliciting another inmate to kill his abusive father and cousin during sentencing. Okay, so he was never repentant. Okay? Oh, it gets worse. Now, where is Skylar now? Why, he's set up for the rest of his life, miserable in his cursed life, on your taxpayer dimes. Three meals a day. He's being rehabilitated. However you do that with an unrepentant man, I know not. Line that up with Scripture, 2 Corinthians 7:10. He's being reschooled, reeducated in everything else that goes with it concerning the benefits that the bureaucracy of injustice has bestowed upon him. Okay, on March 13th of 2008, DeLeon partially, listen to this, and I'm almost careful of saying this. I don't want to say it, but I need to say it. DeLeon partially severed his genitals with a razor blade while being held in jail. After receiving medical attention, he was returned to jail the following day. An interview with ABC's 2020, Skylar DeLeon indicated that he attempted to cut off his genitals because he wanted to be a woman. Okay? Oh, it gets better. Just hold on a second. Skylar DeLeon legally becomes a woman on death row. A former detective said that, now lining up with what Skyler wants to identify with, in other words, pretending with Skyler, a former detective said she, of Skyler, who is born a man, taking hormones now and has petitioned for gender reassignment surgery. Author Caitlin Rother said Skyler is now wearing women's clothes in prison, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. And with the death penalty now off the table, Skyler, DeLeon, and his accomplices completely win the game. Do they not? Hey, folks, is this the correctional institution or the advocators of crime, dysfunction, and confusion? Because if you really come down to it, friends, either way, Skyler won. And this is temporary, of course, until he faces judgment. I prefer to be here rather than before God, okay? We're to deliver them up when they kill. Life for life. Revelations 21, verse 5. Now, at length, Skyler committing the murders worked to his advantage because he goes to jail and the state funds him the money in becoming a woman. The whole purpose that he killed the Hawks was to raise the money so he could become a woman. Guess who flipped the bill, friends? Guess who flipped the bill? You did. They're taking your money, and they're creating these monsters. As a matter of fact, let me take it one more step. Back in 2015 of May, a federal judge who needs to be removed, read Article 3, Section 1, he ordered the state of California to provide sexual reassignment surgery to transgender female inmates, which were housed at Men's Mule Creek State Prison. I'm not making this up. They're so emboldened now, these criminals that forfeited their rights when they committed the crime. A transgender inmate housed in San Diego who has been denied the surgery also has filed a lawsuit against the government for not paying for, guess what, friends? Sexual reassignment surgery. Folks, let me say this. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, but let me take it a step further. They're not creating hardened criminals alone. They're, in fact, aiding, abetting, funding the criminals in a system that's supposed to condemn the very crimes that they are now found aiding. Folks, this is self-inflicting. So the bottom line is that the state rewards the man's intent to murder. They did. A system that is, in fact, helping create the monsters and crimes in which, again, they are to prevent and to condemn. Folks, did you know that he said, Skyler DeLeon, he killed these people because he wanted to get money so he could become a woman? This is a felony in the United States of America. Why then is the state, namely the correctional institutions in the United States of America, actually paying for him to further mess up what's going on in his head? Unknown to many people who followed the Hawks case, Skyler's need to pay for the surgery was a prime motive for murdering the couple, and there the state paid for it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9 out of every 10 Americans will be under orders to stay home over coronavirus concerns by Friday. That's about 305 million people in all 50 states and the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as well. The count includes those living in cities that have issued similar orders within states that have not. Alabama, South Carolina, Missouri, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Utah all have cities or counties that have issued stay-at-home orders, but the state has not done so. Meanwhile, Iowa, Arkansas, Nebraska, North and South Dakota have not mandated that residents stay in their homes during the pandemic, nor have any cities within them. The Labor Department reports more than 6.6 million workers filed for first-time jobless benefits last week. That number's expected to continue to rise as Americans deal with the growing coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, outside of the articles that are posted every day, 13 of them. Click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing there. Join us on live chat. Love your interaction. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to this really quick. I was just highlighting the crimes of the state and Skylar De Leon and his accomplices. Because he did the killing. It wasn't just two people, friends. It was also another murder over in Mexico where he slit another man's neck. The detective said that this guy was just he was probably the best liar that he's ever dealt with in the 20 plus years that he's been a detective. He is just a creepy human being. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. Well, how is it that he doesn't know how to tell the truth? Because he's never been told, thou shalt not lie. And isn't it interesting that they have to go into jail? Many of these criminals have to go into jail. And isn't it interesting what's there once they get into jail? Not before. Remember, the state that's promoting the crimes along with these criminals, which they are in fact doing, friends, it's interesting to note that they condemn the Word of God that exposes them, Luke 12:2. Right? But they wait until the criminals get into jail, and then they can get a Bible. I mean, this is just about as backwards as it gets. You know, A.W. Tozer said, an honest man with an open Bible and a pad and a pencil is sure to find out what's wrong with him very quickly. That's exactly right. And what does the Bible teach you? D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself because it's not about you, I can bring you over to Romans 8. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of what? The Spirit is life because of righteousness. And I think of Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. It's not about me, it's about Him, and it's about His glory. But I want to just say this. Can you imagine how many people that are incarcerated today? We have the highest prison population in the world, for those that didn't know. It's slave labor, for those that didn't know. That's what this is about. It's the politicians that attack Christians, okay, in public schools, but it's 328 million people that allow one politician to do the things that they do. How does that work? It doesn't. Can you imagine if Skylar De Leon and his accomplices actually were raised up and trained up concerning the Word of God? Train up a child in the way he or she will go, so when they are old, he or she will not depart from it. That's what Scripture tells us. Common sense comes into play. But our forefathers, who in fact had the Word of God in public schools, said this. This is Benjamin Rush. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was also a doctor. Okay. He said, by removing the Bible from schools, we would be wasting so much time and money in punishing criminals and so little pains to prevent crime. Take the Bible out from our schools and there would be an explosion in crime. Of course, common sense comes into play. Let me say it. Let me put it in a nutshell for you. Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. Just that simple. Okay. Now, how serious is the coronavirus pandemic? I want you to hear this. This was yesterday. I just went on for less than, I bet I wasn't even on there for 3 minutes. And I heard him say what he said. It was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, for anybody that is taking this coronavirus for what they say that it is, you deserve what you get. You really do. Listen to what they're saying. As I said during the first segment, listen to what the governor said in New York. There's 92,000 cases. Folks, they're going to continuously exaggerate and sensationalize this because they want more control over the people. You know, this would all be fine. Not telling me that I need to stay home, because the people that I know, they are out living their lives. The state's not going to tell them anything. The state works for them. They do not work for the state. And we already know, friends, for the most part, their narrative has fallen apart 24/7. Okay? This is why they're sensationalizing this. Going back to the New York governor, friends, Todd Starnes just last week went to the Brooklyn Hospital. The media is blowing this up. Like there's all these people getting their tests for the coronavirus. There wasn't one person in line. He started a fire because all over the country, patriots, Christians, conservatives, all one and the same, extracted from the Christ, John 14:6, are out there doing their due diligence, finding out the same thing that Todd Starnes found in New York, in their perspective areas, Arizona, New York. It's happening all over the country. Nobody's in line to be tested for anything. On top of me personally talking to male RNs, female RNs, talking to EMTs, it's not there, friends. Don't you usually, when you make a case like that, don't you usually have evidence or victims that you can show the people? But they're not doing that. They just want you, again, to take them for what they say, and you dare not question a thing that they have to say. Question the authenticity and question the origin. Because what's coming out of this is, folks, they've already gone way too far. Yesterday I said there's a pastor in Florida who's incarcerated. I know who he was. He's a heretic, but he's got courage. I'll stand next to him concerning what he stood for because it was the right thing. I'm telling you right now, and you mark my words, I'm going to have more information hopefully by tomorrow on this, but there's a major lawsuit coming. I just watched another video. This is what's coming out of people submitting to this tyranny that's going on in this country right now. I posted a video this morning of a pastor that was in his church, Central PD. And what we had is we had two little Gestapo-like individuals come in, cool demeanors, no question about it. But they read him his rights in his church. His name is Tony Spell. And he's being summoned for a misdemeanor for holding services 6 times in spite of what the state has to say. Now, if you've never taken the time to see the movie, documentary, Bonhoeffer, do it, friends, because this is what Germany looks like. This is how it started. The government coming in, starting to put their foot down, saying this is what you better do or else? Or else what, Mr. Employer or employee? Or what? America, you're the boss under God. And without that, you're worthless. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you you better get busy today, friends. No, you already know. Anybody with eyes and ears knows that they're being lied to. Travel papers in Ohio? Really, friends? Travel papers. Sound familiar, friends? But then again, you accepted the TSA in airports after September 11th. And you took the government for face value to go blame a country that had nothing to do with the two towers falling down, making $34 billion off the Iraqi war and stealing their oil. Ask Dick Cheney. Ask George Bush. Ask Mr. Rumsfeld. They're war criminals. But let's just pretend with them. Let's just act like it's not really happening. Oh, friends, history is repeating itself, like it or not. Judgment is upon you, like it or not. Like it or not, we're in it right now. Okay? I seen a quote this morning, and it's a meme with a picture of Trump on it again. Just a reflection of the American people, that's all. And it says, before we ask what is fair to illegals living in our country, by the way, this bill that was just passed, this coronavirus relief bill for me and you, friends, right? That's how they sold it to us. There's over 800,000 DACA amnesties in there. Illegals now become legal, and we also found $350 million for refugee resettlement here, also knowing that Donald Trump, again, for the record, to the new listeners, Donald Trump, you can go to Judicial Watch and find that he has pumped tens of millions of dollars into Muslim terrorist organizations in America. But I want to go back to this quote from Donald Trump. Before we ask what is fair to illegals living in our country, what are they living in our country for, Mr. Trump? He said, we must first ask what is fair to American families, students, taxpayers, and America's job seekers. It's about putting Americans first. Now, consider what I just told you, friends, concerning what was in that coronavirus relief bill. And for those that don't know yet, there's another bill on the horizon, another $2 trillion. And the way they sold the first one to us was the big win for we the people. No, it was a big win for governments, because $25 million of that money went to representatives getting a pay hike. It has nothing to do with you winning, America. It has everything in the world to do with you being robbed and them winning. And you're going to wake to it probably later than sooner, many of you. But the fact of the matter is, that is, in fact, what's going on. Now, I want you to listen to this audio. This is from yesterday. I was on a live feed, and it just pulled up. And again, let Donald Trump tell you how serious now this coronavirus is. Okay, now keep in mind, on March 9th, he told us that they're sensationalizing what's going on with this alleged pandemic. Okay, he played it down. On March 19th of this year, he said, I knew it was a pandemic. I always knew it was a pandemic. Okay, but this, again, coming from the man that doesn't know how to tell the truth. Listen to how he sensationalizes the coronavirus. Listen carefully.
And banning dangerous foreign travel that threatens the health of our people. And we did that early, far earlier than anyone would have thought, and way ahead of anybody else. In this time of need, I know that every American will do their patriotic duty and help us to achieve a total victory. As governments and nations focus on the coronavirus, there's a growing threat that cartels, criminals, terrorists, and other malign actors will try to exploit the situation for their own gain. And we must not let that happen.
And we must not let that happen. Notice all of the people that he used, how foreigners, how terrorists, and the such will exploit this situation. Wait a second. Weren't they to be dealt with long ago, America? What does that have to do with the coronavirus pandemic? Okay, he's telling you how serious it is. On the other side, I'm going to play some audio for you from Donald talking about how famous he is on Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, my goodness, friend. I'll tell you what. There's a meme out right now. It's a picture of, again, the reflection of the American people. It's Donald Trump, and it says, Trump cult, ignoring facts and common sense. And boy, oh, boy, are they having a heyday, friends. Why? What's the problem? Or name-calling, of course. That's all they can retort to. And then there's another meme, and it says, I and my fans combine, and it's him holding his finger about a quarter of an inch from his index finger to his thumb, and it says, I and my fans combined know this much about the Constitution. Here, let me say it this way, because I'm not trying to be insulting. I am being sincere. This is how ridiculous it looks to people like me. If they knew and took the time to read the Constitution and the founding documents that hundreds of thousands have fought, bled, and died, magnifying against the criminals that they are now submitting themselves to, they wouldn't be confused. They would have the answers just like the rest of us. See, but they think that I'm just out here and I'm just out here doing what I'm doing because I'm having a good time being called names, persecuted, scoffed at, whatever the case is. Hey, folks, that just goes with the bloodline here. I get it. Jesus said if they persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you. And I'm just doing my job, just like John the Baptist when he called out all of the evils of Herod. That's what, folks, the prophetic does. I'm not claiming to be anything. I'm just telling you that is the gift here, prophetically. Okay? I mean, folks, here, I want to do this. I want you to hear this, and I want to play it again for you. This is Donald Trump sensationalizing terrorists, illegals. Oh, by the way, also keep in mind, they are, while we're speaking, we're being told by the mainstream media, for those that are willing to tell the truth in the time of deception, that, folks, they're releasing prisoners, dangerous criminals, felons, rapists, pedophiles, back out onto the streets. for the record. But at the same time, in parallel, friends, what are they doing? Or in contrast, what are they doing? They're giving tickets to preachers that are having church. And then we have others like the mayor, de Blasio, from New York, saying that, listen, if you have church, we're gonna shut you down for good. Really? Who gave you that delegated authority, man? That's the question that needs to be asked. And this is the response that you're going to get from emboldened tyrants because the American people refuse to deal with them. He has no constitutional authority saying any of that, friends. None. Now, I want you again to listen to Donald Trump. This is yesterday, and then I'm going to play some more audio for you. Go ahead, Judah.
There's foreign travel that threatens the health of our people, and we did that early, far earlier than anyone would have thought, and way ahead of anybody else. In this time of need, I know that every American will do their patriotic duty and help us to achieve a total victory. As governments and nations focus on the coronavirus, there's a growing threat that cartels, criminals, terrorists, and other malign actors
thought they were all dealt with.
Try to exploit the situation for their own gain, and we must not let that happen. We will never let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the United States is launching enhanced counter-narcotics operations
yep.
in the Western Hemisphere.
And we found out that the CIA is the drug traffickers. Remember Gary Webb back in the 90s, friends?
Narcotics. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the pandemic
yep.
to threaten.
This is how you create fear and fuel fear.
In cooperation with
the government's going to protect you. That's his message. We'll protect you from all of those boogeymen.
Surveillance, disruption, and
security. These are the same people that advocate for the murder of babies, fund the murder of babies, are attempting to disarm you at the same time, releasing prisoners, felons, rapists out of prisons back onto the streets of America. Same people.
Guard cutters and Air Force surveillance aircraft.
Yep.
Doubling our capabilities in the region.
Just believe me, we're here to help.
Very
is their
importantly, our forces are
narrative.
Equipped with personnel, protective equipment, and we've taken additional safety measures to ensure.
Okay, so what he does, that's good. Thank you. So what he does is he talks about everything you need to be afraid of. Okay. This again is how you control the opposition is you lead it yourself. Okay, you create the boogeyman. Now, some of those were legit. We know that's a fact. But we don't need you to protect us when it comes to the homeland here, to our concerning our homes and our cities and the states. We can do that. We're big boys and girls. Again, reminding them that they work for us. We don't work for them. But that's not their message at all. All of these groups of individuals that he just highlighted, friends, are people that should have been dealt with a long time ago. They are the created boogeymen in so many different scenarios. And what his message is look what we've done. And so they instill fear 50% of the time, and then they come around the back, and 50% of the time they're telling you what we have done. But yet we haven't seen the fruit of what they've done. Okay? What we do see is them trying to allure illegals into this country that mean to conquer the country by funding these organizations, which we just found in the $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. It wasn't a relief bill for us, friends. It was a payoff. That's how you create slaves. They were the ones that got paid. I shared with you yesterday as to how much money went to the reps and their salary increases, so on and so forth. I shared with you, folks, I've been over this so many times. I do this for the new listener, but it's not tedious for me to remind you of what is actually happening in spite of what these dictator tyrant wannabes are continuously promulgating and decimating throughout the United States of America. This is ridiculous. But as he's heightening and feeling the narrative of fear, his message comes behind that. Right? And then all of a sudden, he goes on this little rant. Listen to this, friends. Just out of nowhere.
You know, hundreds of millions of people, number one on Facebook. Did you know I was number one on Facebook? And I just found out I'm number one on Facebook. I thought that was very nice for whatever it means. No, it represents something. And when I can explain to people, just don't do it. You know, it's going to be bad if you do. It's going to be really bad. And they don't need to do it. They have enough problems. Iran has enough problems without doing that. but we've been pulling back very substantially over the last year.
How did you interpose that before you don't want to give the conversation about the coronavirus? Play that again.
Like
I mean, folks, can you make this up? The President of the United States of America fuels the narrative, talks about how the government's there to protect them, and then out of nowhere starts talking about how he's number one on Facebook, and he said hundreds of millions of followers. He has 25 million followers, friends. Let me propose this to you. How long are you going to pretend with this guy? Now, I know that there's people out there that, well, you know what, Bradley, he's the best we have. No, he's the best that you think you have because he is on the same side of the coin with what you believe is the left, right? They're on the same team. We already know that. I shared that with you yesterday concerning the honorary board members on the Kennedy Center that they just gave, what, $35 million to. There's different numbers out there, by the way. That's why I said that. Go ahead, play that one more time.
And do you think tweeting about it will help prevent that from happening? Or
social media? It's social media. It gets out. I have... You know, hundreds of millions of people.
He's such a liar, man.
I'm always number one on Facebook, and I just found out I'm number one on Facebook. I thought that was very nice for whatever it means. You know, it represents something, and when I can explain to people, just don't do it. You know, it's going to be bad if you do. It's going to be really bad. They don't need to do it. They have enough problems.
Iran has enough problems. Jesus comes along in Scripture, Christians, and said, I didn't come to be ministered unto, I've come to minister to. Okay, he comes as one that is a servant to the people. That's what representatives are to be. They are to be servants to the people. They are not there to serve themselves. That was Judas, Luke 22:48. Okay? But when you begin to simply, and by the way, continuously talk about yourself and how great you are and how there's never been a better president in the United States of America. Folks, if that doesn't scare literally the H-E double hockey sticks out of you, nothing will. These people are not serving we the people. They're serving themselves, and they have been. And case in point, you know what I'm telling you is the truth. So all this guy does is talk about himself and how great of a job he's done. And how dare you question me with things that I've said. Then he starts talking about drugs. Folks, we already know who's behind trafficking drugs. We've known this since the 70s. Ask Barry Seal. Ask George Bush. Ask Bill Clinton. Ask Mitch McConnell, folks, from Kentucky, who's married to a foreign woman who's also sitting on Donald Trump's board, who was busted on the Ping Mei with 90 pounds of cocaine on it. And, of course, you didn't hear a peep from the mainstream media, but he's the one that's at war with drugs. No, he's the one trafficking them. America, come on, we got to come to terms with the Word of God and get back to Him. He's our Savior. Man is not. Read Matthew 1:21. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.